I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ghosts. Palms sweating and a sour taste rising in my throat, I stand tall, forcing a smile to my face for the next girl in the cafeteria serving line. She has red hair and moon glow skin, just like Scarlet. But she isn't Scarlet. She isn't. She isn't. She isn't. This is just my virus-addled brain playing tricks on me. I refuse to get my hopes up. I know better. After 8 years and a dozen cases of mistaken identity, racing after a woman boarding a train or taking a stranger's hand at the farmer's market, I know my sister is never coming back to me. Scarlet is gone. Forever. Scarlet is dead, and I don't believe in ghosts. Only the kooky extremists and the old hippies in our church actually believe in things that go bump in the night and exorcisms and all the rest of the crazy. The rest of the Church of Humanity movement is firmly grounded in reality and helping people come together to make a better world. Which means not scaring away newbies to the movement by rushing up to hug them like they're your long-lost best friend. As the girl slides her tray closer, her blurred features come into sharper focus, revealing a forehead that's too wide, a nose that's too sharp, and blue eyes instead of brilliant, glittering green. She isn't Scarlet, but the sadness dragging at her delicate features reminds me of my sister. And my throat goes tight as I ask her, beef stew or veggie? Either one is fine, thanks, she whispers, ducking her head to hide behind a shock of dirty auburn hair. Whatever. Well, I can't get enough of the veggie. The tofu has great flavor, I say gently. But I'd love for you to choose. I want to make sure you get what you'd like best. Your opinion matters. The girl looks up sharply, suspicion blooming in her tired eyes. I smile in response, silently assuring her this isn't a prank and I'm not being a smart-ass B-word. I truly care about her opinion and her preferences. I care about her and every teen who comes into the Rainier Beach C of H shelter. After 3 years as an assistant coordinator, this is my shelter now. And in my shelter, every soul is precious and valued. Any staff members who thought differently were relocated when I took the reins last August. And I intend to hold on tight to those reins through this relapse and all the pain, dizziness, and exhaustion that goes with it. I may only be able to work part-time, but the hours that I am here, I'm all in.